Damn it, babe. It's step kick, step twirl. The Christmas party is tomorrow, and all you want to do is fuck around.
740. Crime League Podcast.
Penny and 350 Productions.
Falling autumn leaves. It's gridiron time. As they face off in the league. Papua New Guinea prime. When it comes to draft selection, be methodical and wise. Draft that back or receiver who can cross the goal line. Gotta draft the clutch kicker. The defense that grinds. Sacks and QB forces turnovers like
this ball mine.
Who gon' win it all? I'm not quite sure. Don't know. Is it in your girl's guts? A Team Cicito. Team Aaron's we trust. A Tama Jamma, bro. And we have Grateful Zed squaring off with Let It Rain. Never Berry versus Clam Wall. And who gon' feel the pain? Spider-Man versus Waddle Rockets. Who gon' do they thing? Plus that primetime showdown that completes this race. Fantasy football team versus Teamy McTeam face.
Primetime.
Yeah.
And welcome back. It's episode 20 of the Prime League Podcast, a Christmas edition, if you will. We bring you the gift of our presence this holiday season. Episode 20, we are the baldest podcast this side the invention of Rogaine. Alongside our commission, owner of the Sanford Waddle Rockets, Shane McClain.
Welcome in.
Woo! Also, co-commish. And owner of the Member Berries, Jason Ryan.
Hello, hello. And you're all welcome for this gift that we have given you.
And I am owner of the fantasy football team. My name is Tim O'Halleck. Special episode 20 here of the Prime League Podcast. We welcome you back. We love that you've joined us here on a week-to-week basis, or if you've caught up with several episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeart Radio, anywhere you get your podcast from. We would love to have your downloads. Guys, anything surprise you from week 15?
The champ is down. The champ is down.
Yep. It's amazing what average time will do for you.
Wouldn't say I was actually too surprised. Shane's team was limping along the second half of the season, and
sure.
Jeff has been getting strong. So,
yes,
yeah, you got to give credit where credit's due. Jeff had a great season and played a great game, made all the right choices this weekend. You know, he was worried after the Thursday night game that he had, and he played it right. I mean, Terry McLaurin had a great game, and he pulled out another win.
I'll tell you what surprised me is that all week I've been promoting this week in my sportscasts on the radio as the Rams and Saints kick off week 15 of the NFL, and then today I realized it's actually week 16. So all week I've been saying it incorrectly. My mind was blown when I found out it's actually week 16.
Multiple people on the radio are like, that's incorrect.
People are screaming at the radio on the way to work. Week 16!
But we eliminated two teams last week, the Sanford Waddle Rockets, as well as Tama Jamma. Moving on, our, as you mentioned, Teamy McTeam face and the Grateful Zeds. The fantasy football team Grateful Zeds go at it this week, as well as Teamy McTeam face and the Will Grubbins. Let It Rain. So, some great matchups right there. And Jeff's said multiple times, I'm not sure if he said it in the group message, but he's messaged me multiple times about it. The open of the podcast actually finishes with the primetime matchup that completes this race, fantasy football team and Teamy McTeam face. So wouldn't that be something if those two teams square off in the championship?
Like it was meant to be.
Yeah,
maybe, we'll have to, maybe rigged.
We'll have to talk to B next year and have him put my name at the end.
Yeah. Oh, man, but excuse me, it's going to be a pretty quick episode. No guests lined up today. We're all feeling like crap. Justin's not going to join us today either. He's feeling like crap. So we're just going to get on through it and get you set up for the week. That was
Weekly Review.
All right. That says week 14. So week 15, and right along with the regular season officially in the books. Yeah, this is incorrect. Jason, go ahead and take over.
Yeah. All right, so in the playoff round one, we saw Mike and Tim do a whole lot of nothing because they had to buy. So their input was irrelevant last week. But the Grateful Zeds moved into round two by taking Tama Jama down 116-90 with the largest margin. The commish himself failed to move deeper into the playoffs, and we will have a new champ this year after losing to Team Mimic Team Face 116-136. Highest total PLP game of the week. The member berries were able to out-duel the Clan Wallet Scavengers 117-98. Rocky Balboa moved on with a win over Spider-Man Parts 122-107. And finally, the Comeback Kids are taking their first step to last place by falling to Team Sestito 106-98 with the lowest total and lowest margin of victory. Free agents and waivers, again, pretty light week. It has died down. Team Sestito dropped Royce Freeman for DeMario Douglas Saturday. Team and Team Face dropped Riley Patterson for Will Lutz also on Saturday. On Tuesday, the fantasy football team dropped Kate Otten. And into the waivers, Let It Rain dropped the Ravens D for the Broncos D for $20. The fantasy football team dropped the Cowboys D and Cameron Dicker while adding Kymie Fairbairn and the Colts D for a total of $19, which is a bold strategy, dropping a defense that put up so many points for him over the course of this year. The Sanford Water Rockets added Wandale Robinson and in typical fashion paid him $0. The Grateful Zeds dropped Jalen Guyton and added the Commanders D for $0.
All right, this week's playoff matchups. Grateful Zeds taking on the powerhouse fantasy football team, who seemed to be lucky with a bye last week. Teamy McTeam Face will have to make it past Let It Rain, who may at this point be the favorite to win it all. Again, as we mentioned, no guests this week, so we're just going to keep on trucking.
I'm down. Don't forget on the 24th, the trade deadline,
yeah.
3 a.m. coming up. Make sure you get any trades in.
That's November 24th, right?
Let me check my notes here. Let me see. Yes, that is a Black Friday, November 24th at 3 a.m.
Okay. Perfect, perfect.
Should I real quick before we move on, since we have been moving pretty quickly, should I get into my Cowboys move, why I got rid of them?
Well, yeah, well, let's talk about a few things here.
Okay.
First and foremost, Timmy, Go ahead. Go on the Cowboys. I'll ask you in a second. Sorry.
That's okay. Cowboys, I don't like their matchups over the next 2 weeks. We have two games left. We're not – well, it's been talked about not keeping defenses for next year. So looking past the next 2 weeks, I don't see a reason to keep them. But the Cowboys have the Dolphins this week, who are high-powered offense. So I feel that I have a better matchup with the team that I – picked up the Colts. I forget who they played this week. But then also after that, they take on the Lions, another team with a very good offense. So I just don't like those two matchups. And the same thing with the Dolphins after the Cowboys. The Dolphins have, let me see, where's it at? Dolphins have the Ravens next week. So I don't like any of those matchups against any of those two teams. So I just went ahead, moved on from a team that, got me to a very good point.
Use them and lose them.
No, like that makes perfect sense. You said you had the Colts. Who do they play next? Not this week, but next week.
Stand by.
I can't remember who they finished
Houston.
With.
I know they finished with Houston.
Is it Houston?
Because I saw that today, yeah.
And that could either be a good matchup or a bad matchup, depending on whether or not Stroud's back in. He looks like he's going to miss this week again, which is very surprising.
Yeah.
Usually he'll miss 2 weeks in a row with a concussion.
Falcons this week, Raiders next week.
And the Raiders, we don't really know what kind of team they are right now.
Yeah.
We'll find out a little more this week when they play the Chiefs, but they just blew the bricks off the Chargers.
So. I thought for sure they were going to blow past that 70-point game that the Dolphins put up without an issue.
Listen, here's the thing. The Colts defense, believe it or not, they're the eighth ranked defense in our fantasy league with 133 points that they've fantasy points that they've posted this year. Miami Dolphins number three with 152 points. And let me get to the Cowboys real quick. Cowboys top ranked with 164 points. So, I mean, there is a good separation there, but the Colts are very under the radar with their. So yeah, I looked those over
because I never thought they would be in the top 10.
Yeah.
I've been streaming them all year in my other league, just off and on, just playing the matchups because they're so solid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just actually won with them last week and I dropped them for, I dropped it for Philadelphia because they were out there this week and they're playing the Giants. I couldn't pass that up.
Oh, Tommy DeVito, you don't have no faith.
I don't have faith in anyone in New York after the game Saquon just had.
Yeah, that was rough.
So did Tommy DeVito fire his agent, or are they still cool? Or
I mean, that all about? I think there's a hit out on him at the moment. But
okay, this dude, actually, I didn't look into it a lot, but apparently he's was a really good athlete. And has a bunch of state records, and I think it was Massachusetts or somewhere up in the New England area, for football and shit. And I looked him up, and this dude is fucking jacked, jacked. Yeah, no, not DeVito, his agent.
His agent?
Yeah, dude, look it up.
His agent,
jacked. He's jacked.
He looks just a normal skinny guy. He doesn't look anything special in the picture.
Jacked.
That's hilarious.
maybe there was a hit out on him and he hit the hitman.
Oh shit. Well, Timmy, what I wanted to ask you before we went to the defense is just looking at how you said you were lucky to get out of the bye this week. How do you actually feel about that? I know obviously you didn't have Tyreek in. Mm-hmm. And Dak had a really random off game for this season. You worried about that, or you count your blessings and moving on and thinking it's just an off?
Let me hold on. I'm going to the week real quick. Round one. Okay. The way that I'm looking at it is that my team has been there's so much depth on it. And they've been producing and weaving in and out of not producing and producing, but they've all been perfectly aligned enough where that even though one or two weren't producing, two or three were exceeding expectations. Well, I feel like it got to a point where it was a perfect storm and it all came apart just for 1 week, and it's going to weave its way back together next week. So no, I'm not worried about it at all. I think that, Tyreek, I do worry a little bit about that because he's coming off of the injury, although he played the same game that he got injured. So I think last week they got a very good record right now. I think that they were just resting him last week. They're going up against the Jets, who they felt strongly favored against. And then this week, who they have this week? Dallas, that's right. Yeah, get him. I don't have any issue with that. Now the rest of my team... I'm worried about Tony Pollard. We'll get into that a little bit later. And I have a predicament with my quarterback situation this week, too.
Yeah.
We'll get into that later also.
Brock Purdy put up some numbers last week.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of which, the playoff action has just begun.
Yeah, I saw begun.
Pop off. Everyone but Jeff in the four... playoff teams has a player playing. Let It Rain with Kyren Williams. Grateful Zeds with Taysom Hill. And Fantasy Football Team with Alvin Kamara.
And Puka Nacua.
I was about to say he has two and Puka in as well.
Yeah.
I completely forgot that it was coming up so soon. I didn't double check. I always double check my lineup right before kickoffs just to make sure that they're not a late scratch, and I completely forgot about it.
Well, I just checked. Everybody looks like they're good, so.
Okay, good. Good.
Luckily,
I mean, fun. I know for you guys, since you guys have been feeling pretty under the weather, but for me too, this week, my days have just felt very off for some reason. I don't feel like it's any particular day. Today doesn't feel like Thursday, but it doesn't feel like any other day. it just, I don't know. I've been lost all week, it seems like.
Same, dude. I mean, you could tell me it's Monday right now. I'd be like, why the hell are we here? What are we doing? I'm so confused. I've been confused all week.
Yeah, it's, okay? Yeah, I'm good. Just have a little bit of a cough here or there.
I need the Furio energy today from start to finish.
Come on! Let's go! Let's go!
Let's keep this train rolling. Let's go!
Hey, it's time to go right now.
Master or disaster?
All right, it's that time again. We're going to talk Master and Disasters. We're going to discuss round one first, and we're going to move into round two. Timmy, you want to go first?
All right, after a solid start to the season, the Washington Redskin football commander team wide receiver Terry McLaurin struggled over the past four games, posting 7-9-9-0 in weeks 10 through 13. Week 14 was their bye week. Then in week 15 against the Rams, McLaurin put his best performance up of the season. His first time all year, he cracked 100 yards. He caught, finished with six catches, 141 yards, and a touchdown. 26 fantasy points to help Teamy McTeam face beat the Sanford Waddle Rockets 136-116. Terry McLaurin is my week 15 master. My disaster, well. The rookie running back has had a very good season so far, racking up 179 fantasy points, ranking him number 12 among running backs in our league. However, last week, the Easter Bunny paid another early visit to this young man. Mustard Robinson last week, 7 carries for 11 yards, 1 catch for 3 yards, giving him 2 fantasy points. But wait. You can't forget that the guy had a fumble last week as well. In our league, fumbles are worth -2. So, 2 minus 2 is 0. Back to square one. Last week, Mustard Robinson, he, say it with me now, laid an absolute egg.
Egg.
Egg alert. Egg alert. Egg alert.
So stupid. Mustard Robinson, my week 15 disaster. This week, as of late, the Green Bay Packers, they've turned things around. A big factor in that is the play of quarterback Jordan Love. Last week, 284 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, 24 fantasy points. This week, they go up against the Carolina pathetic Panthers. Jordan Love will have a good performance again, and he is my week 16 master. My disaster, Sunday afternoon, the Cowboys visit the Miami Dolphins as two of the top teams in the NFL will square off. Miami has the fourth-ranked rushing defense in the league, and for that reason, my week 16 disaster is the fantasy football team's own Tony Pollard. 2 touchdowns in week one, Tony Pollard has only found the end zone 3 other times this year, and I don't expect that to change this week. Tony Pollard is my week 16 disaster.
I like it, taking a page out of the old member berry book and doing a little trash under your own player, hoping to motivate them. All right, so for my previous week, I've combined my master and disaster into one novella, The Waddles, a novel written by Jason Ryan. Jalen Waddle needed a big performance, not only for Miami, but also for the Sanford Waddle Rockets. Tyreek Hill was out due to injury, and Waddle stepped in big. 8 catches for 142 yards and a touchdown, having his best game of the season, trying to put 2 teams on his back. He looked smooth. He looked crunchy. He was the best of both peanut butter worlds. He was able to help carry the Dolphins to a win, but was unable to keep the Sanford Waddle Rockets alive, being let down by his fantasy teammates, Shaquan with 5, Ford with 7, and even his real-life teammate, with only 9, wasn't enough to help the Waddle Rockets continue in the playoffs. Jalen Waddle happy the Waddle Rockets are only fantasy in this case. He lived up to his part on the team named after him, but the others, not so much.
A novel written by Jason Ryan.
I'm going to get that printed. We're going to make a website that's going to be one of our merch items. Sign a few first editions. So we'll let you know when those are out. But upcoming, my master this week, Derrick Henry, coming off of a career worst game. 16 carries for 4 yards. Henry's looking to bounce back. And at this point, he said it might be his last year in Tennessee, so he may be looking to show off a little bit in these last three games, trying to audition for a few teams next year. I look for him to take a page out of an old Seattle running back and go beast mode this week against Seattle. Disaster, Lamar Jackson. Luckily for him, it is a meaningless week in fantasy. Going up against San Francisco won't be an easy task. Their defense has been stringent all year, holding teams under 20 points in 12 out of 14 games this year. They've only gotten better when adding in Chase Young at the trade deadline. They have the speed to keep his run game in check and the defensive backs to make it hard to pass. They have to go to the West Coast as well for the night game on Christmas. I look for Lamar to underperform this week. And just a minor... what's the word for it? Addition to my masters for last week, Amari DeMarcado. Your saga's not quite over. I'm glad you found your home. Glad you got the touchdown. Feeling good about yourself. Feeling fresh. Happy to have you aboard. And hell of a job, young man. Hell of a job.
Oh, the saga continues. All right, so previous week, Master, 21 fantasy points from this man, another great game. He put up 89 yards on the ground, added to that total with 50 yards receiving and a receiving touchdown. Continues to surprise this season. I actually look forward to seeing what happens next year for him and Jeff's team. Rashad White is my master for round one of the playoffs. My disaster. Well, kind of already spoke about him, but this dude completely pooped his pants. This weekend, 5 fantasy points on 9 carries for only 14 yards. Pretty much speaks for itself there, especially when the looks he was getting weren't nearly as bad as they have been in recent weeks when he has put up respectable numbers. So my main man, Saquon Barkley, round one disaster. Upcoming games. Messer. He has been showing up all season long. He hasn't put up a single-digit fantasy point game this entire season. He has a tough game this weekend again against the Rams on the docket. But I expect another big showing from Mr. Alvin Kamara, my round two master. What's up, Timmy?
Nothing. I was burping. Sorry. I forgot to mute my mic.
I touched you.
By the way, he has 2 carries, 5 yards right now.
Oh, sorry. I had
to... sorry. Very early. Keep it positive, Tim. Actually, I'm going to keep it positive here, so I'm not doing a disaster for this week. I'm doing a second master, switch things up.
Okay.
And I wanted to show him a little bit of respect. He was supposed to be the second best in the draft this year, right? Tell that to Mustard's Egg Alert last week. I want to put a little respect on his name after what he's been doing this year, so I'm giving another master this week to Jahmyr Gibbs. That's my round two, master two.
I like it. Spreading a little Christmas cheer, Shane. 2 masters.
Oh, no. Did I click something? Okay. No, I didn't. All right, guys. As we mentioned earlier, Humps is not going to join us today. So I'll just go ahead and do the read. Is that cool?
Do it. Yeah,
go for it.
King of the Hill is sponsored by Humphreys Homes. Don't forget about our partnership with Humphreys Homes at Red One Realty. If you're looking to buy or sell in the Ohio Valley or Columbus area, you can reach out to him on Facebook at Humphreys Homes or Instagram at Humphreys_Homes. With Humphreys Homes at Red One Realty, you're always just in time to buy, sell, build, or invest.
Piece of what?
Beak and take, man.
Hit the wrong button. Hit the wrong button. Hit the wrong button. Okay.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, King of the Hill, we're each going to pick our teams, who we think is going to win this week. And we're just going to redo the whole season right here. So I come out victorious. Tim and Shane are both looking confused because I didn't add this part to the doc.
Should I do the King of the Hill open?
No. No, are we not doing it? Okay. No, all right. Good. So, but you know what? We did it, folks. After talking about it a lot in Master and Disaster, we dropped an absolute egg.
Egg alert. Egg alert. Egg alert.
I had to go back and check because I forgot what I picked, and I missed by like, I think, 4 or 5 yards or something.
Yeah, just a few yards. Just a few yards. But depending on how you look at it, we were perfect because, as we always say, you really should not be taking our bets. You should be doing the opposite. So if you did listen to us and did the opposite, you're welcome. Huge payday for you. But let's go ahead and review our awfulness.
My prop bet for this week, I'm taking Jordan Love over 223.5 yards passing. Green Bay Packers are hosting the Carolina Pathetic Panthers. Visiting the Carolina Pathetic Panthers. So I think that he goes over again this week.
Yeah, I like it. Matching up with your master. This week, I'm taking the over 41.5 for the Raiders and the Chiefs. The Raiders, you know, put a walloping and got everyone in the Chargers building fired last week. So I think the two combined should be able to put up more than 41 points, but we shall see.
We don't have Justin on this week. Justin, if you're listening, if you want to text in a pick real quick, we can go ahead and pop it in. But let's go ahead and move on to the Commish's Careless 2 teamer. Pull up the week real quick. Stand by, Commish. Oh, dang it. Hold on. All right. Here we go. Sorry about that. All right. Let me know when, and I will stop and tell you what the line is.
Stop.
All right. We stopped on Indianapolis at Atlanta. Colts are plus 2.5. The over-under is 44.5.
Just initially, I'm thinking over, but I would take the Colts.
Colts plus the points.
Correct. Yeah, kind of surprised they're the underdogs in this game.
I am too, actually. Me too. Which makes me question why.
Yeah, it's iffy. It's very strange.
You said over 44.5, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't like that. It makes me question if I should have picked up the Colts defense.
Somebody knows something.
Yeah, that's fishy.
All right. Well, getting into our week games, we got the Member Berries plus 8 against Rocky Balboa. The Grateful Zeds plus 13 over the fantasy football team. Team and McTeamface plus 10 over Let It Rain. Tama Jama plus 32 against the Waddle Rockets. Team Sestito plus 4 Spider-Man parts. And the Come Black Kids plus 16 over the Wallet Scavengers.
The Wallet Scavengers.
You know, I had to double when I did that earlier. I had to double check Bryce's lineup. His estimation is low this week at 93 points, and he does have like a full team listed.
Yeah. Man, major swing from 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. Trash. He got too ahead of himself. He got too cocky.
Yeah.
He
got too cocky.
I believe I remember him saying something along the lines of, because I started talking shit, watch, now it's all going to go to hell.
Piece of whack. He should be a fortune teller rather than a trash talker.
Quick update in the Rams-Saints game. The Rams have the ball right now. They're driving. They're on the Saints 11. It's 3rd-and-8.
Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the commission.
Unfortunately for the commish, there are not a participation trophy for this league, so you'll have to try harder again next year. Welcome into Trash the Commish. Sponsored by Greg's Eggs. Go ahead and search Greg's Eggs For the YouTube channel and hit the subscribe button. Check out the latest episodes. Jay, you got some additions to the family. More pets to the kingdom.
Oh,
any any videos on the Greg's Eggs YouTube channel with this?
Not yet, but I'm sure there will be probably within the next week of Ruby here acting a terror.
Acting a terror.
But before we get too far into the trash commish, don't we have at least one trash segment, playoff trash segment to play?
Oh yeah, no, we got all of them to go. Did we do that before trash the commish last time?
I don't know. That was when I had to step off. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's do that first. I think that's what we did. So let's do that first. I think we did the trash the commish open for it anyways.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's go ahead and...
I think, didn't you actually do the Cyndi Lauper, like...
All right, let's do that. Hold on.
You did that instead, because you were like, I heard it going, wait.
All right, let's do that. I think it's this one.
It's time to... Wait. We've trashed the commish a lot this year, and he deserves every bit of trash we've thrown at him. But the truth of the matter is... the commish is actually doing a pretty good job. So today, this one's for you, commish. It's time to hype the commish.
I just love that break, dude.
All right. Excuse me. I don't think the music's going to work with it. I think I'm going to have to shut it off and then... play the audio clips. So we'll go ahead and do that. Now, first round matchup. Mike's Let It Rain. They had the bye last week. And Jeff's team in McTeam phase, they defeated the Sanford Waddle Rockets. They meet up here in the second round of the playoffs. Let's hear from owner of Team in McTeam phase, Jeff Gratzmiller.
Hey, guys. Team in McTeam phase here. Just got to give a shout out to the commish for taking his L with grace last week. Very respectful of sending out a congratulations message. Shout out to you, commish. And then moving on to this week, and honestly, I'm terrified. Let it rain. I have a feeling it's going to rain on me. I'm going to try to follow what I did last week and appease the fantasy gods and not talk any trash, but... you know, I don't really know Mike at all. Really, the only time I've ever heard his voice was earlier this year on the podcast. So, good luck, Mike. But I did hear that you have a skinny wiener. So, that's all I got. Good luck.
Listen, he sent me, the last 2 weeks, he sent these to me during, like, business hours. I could only hope that he's at work doing this and someone's in the other room listening to him say this stuff.
What is he talking about over there?
I don't really know, Mike, but I heard he got a skinny wiener. All right, listen.
He works with a bunch of older people. How hysterical would that be?
Listen, major update in the Rams and Saints game. The Rams on top 7-0. Matthew Stafford, 2-yard pass to Puka Nacua.
Oh.
There it is. Whew.
All right. Okay, so that was Jeff. Here's owner of Let It Rain, Mike Wilgrubbins.
Jeff. I don't really have anything bad to say about you. You're a pretty competent fantasy manager. I just hope whenever I beat you, you don't leave the league like a bitch like Humps did. But other than that, good luck this week.
Shots fired.
Jay, do you have Zachs that you can play?
Yep, I have it loaded up. So the second matchup is Grateful Zeds versus Fantasy Football Teams. Let's hear from Zach.
Ah, Christmas. That magic time of year. Everyone smiles a little wider. The crisp aroma of cinnamon, pine, and vanilla wafting through the air. There's a song in everyone's heart. Even the commish is letting little boys sit in his lap. I mean, he was kind of already doing that, I guess, but now he's also giving them a candy cane before telling them, please don't tell your parents. Yep, this time of year is magical. Nothing is ruining today for me. Let me just check who I get to playfully roast from the league this week. Ah, fuck. course it's Tim. I mean, Bryce was difficult, but he had the whole drummer thing going on. You know, there was something to work with there. But Tim, you know how when you are playing a video game and you go to create a character, they start you out with a pasty void of a human being, and then you add little character details and personality to them? Well, before you do that, that's basically Tim. He's the default human. His stats are all at 50. Blank personality. Nothing to offer anybody. He's just there. His team, they're fine, I guess. I mean, everyone is pretty good. Nothing really exciting going on there. Just blah, blah, blah. Like, last week with Bryce, it was interesting. There was kind of this whole Buffalo Bills Super Bowl quality to the whole thing because I had beaten them a lot, and that was fun. Hell, even I was rooting for them on some level because the only person who has choked against me more often than Bryce is Tim's mother. So let me try to make fun of this boring asshole. I did a little family research on the guy because God knows there's fucking nothing on the surface worth talking about. Ohelic is actually Gaelic for little bitch. I thought that was pretty interesting. And his family crest is super neat. It's two leprechauns sodomizing each other with a bottle of O'Doul's. Pretty graphic, but fitting also, right? And, well, I mean, that's it, I guess. I figured that doing football play-by-play in Steubenville would make him a minor local celebrity. But there's nothing online other than a couple deepfake videos of him with the leaky BA guy. I can't bone you. You've got to bone me. God, I hope those were deep fakes. Anyway, Tim, it's the holiday season, and you, the podcast that you all work so hard to produce weekly, and even your phony-ass anchorman voice have made this football season a little bit brighter and happier for all of us.
Oh, my God.
Sincerely, thank you for that. Santa brings you something nice this year, because the Zeds are only going to bring you heartache. Good luck, you goofy motherfucker.
I don't know how to follow that
took
up.
Took it way back with Leaky BA right there.
Yeah, dude. I can't bone you. You got to bone me.
God, I don't even want to read mine now.
Tim, is that the first time you heard it?
Yeah, I didn't listen to it. He sent it to me, and I just sent it right to Jay. I didn't listen to it. I wanted this to be the first time I heard it. Oh, man.
Oh, fuck.
All right,
he merged you so, like, gently, and, like he was sitting next to an open fire just reading a story. He out-noveled me right there.
I sent it to Jay, and I was like, I'm not listening to it. You got to play it. And I asked him if he listened to it like an hour or two later. He's like, I listened to a little bit. It's fucking good.
Oh, shit.
Okay, but seriously, today we're here to talk about my opponent, the follically challenged, unkept beard-having rookie of the league. Yes, he is intelligent, all right, but when it comes to fantasy football, it's like his brain took a vacation to the land of interceptions and fumbles. Now, let's not forget his beautiful mom. Seriously, though, she's stunning. She's like a supermodel who gave birth to King Friday the Eighth from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It's like the beautiful saint had a baby with Jerry Garcia. Maybe that's where the team name, the Grateful Zeds, comes from. I mean, good genes must skip a generation because look at him, his weird brother. When the commish first showed me a picture of Zach, I didn't know whether to laugh or to tell Zach Galifianakis that someone was ripping his look off. I can't laugh at my own shit. Then when I really got to really thought about it, I've seen him before. At first, I thought I saw him on Gremlins, but no. It was the Goonies. No. Then I realized it was actually on the front page of the German Pain Olympics. He has his own profile set up and everything. His top viewed clips are titled Things You Can Only Attempt Once. Turns out I met the guy once, and I don't know if he has a cat or if he just enjoys being pissed on by anything and everything that moves. But some unconventional hobbies right there. But hey, to each their own, right? But wait, let me tell you about his bathroom habits, though, as well. Apparently, he's an advocate of sitting on the toilet reverse cowgirl style. Works for him, except for that one embarrassing incident that happened at Bob Evans, the one with the pancake mishap. You remember that one? Shane's the one who told me about it anyway. So, and speaking of things you can only attempt or that end up in weird places, guess where he found his lost remote after 2 months of searching? You guessed it, nestled in his spacious butthole. And that's not all that he discovered up there. Along with the remote, he also unearthed a holographic Wigglytuff card, a Petri dish he stole from Mr. Nelson's class, and a whole holiday ham from Meyer, dated all the way back to 2008. Talk about a time capsule right there. So, my friends, as we face off in round two of the playoffs, let's remember that not all victories are won on the field. Sometimes you have to get in your opponent's head. Breaking news, guys. Josh Allen, Jahmyr Gibbs, and Mustard Robinson all got hurt, and they'll be sitting out this week. So, Zach, if you're listening, hurry up and change your lineup. Take them out. Seriously, best of luck, Zach. It's been awesome having you in the league.
Damn. All right. You know, that was... to the two trash fucking segments right there. Hopefully, I'm glad Jeff and Mike are playing each other now because their trash talking segment combined was.
Piece of white trash.
All right, let's get into it. Let's actually trash the commish this
piece
time.
Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the commish.
And as always, we open up the phone lines to any of our guests who would like to call in. If you would like to call in and just discuss football, the fantasy league, anything, or if you'd just like to trash the commish, we do invite you to give us a call, 740-346-5607. And let's go ahead to the phone lines. You're on the Prime League podcast. This is Trash the Commish. Who are we talking to?
First of all, Mike Will Gruber. You're going to have to fucking... I don't know who pulled the string in that fucking video store clerk's back, but I don't appreciate it, okay? Also, I don't know. I fell asleep there during you guys, you and Zach... trash to commit, trash each other segment there, Tim. Those were both equally awful. But somebody please tell Zach to let the little kids out of his basement. Their parents miss them dearly, and it's almost Christmas. Shane, thanks for coming to Ohio and getting everybody sick, you fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, it was me.
You come back to Ohio for 2 days. And everybody's sick. I wasn't even there. I'm 3 hours away, and I got sick. That's how disgusting the crowd
filled.
But anyways, just wanted to call in and say you suck, Kamish. And yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. I'm sorry I missed the pod tonight. I've been puking and shitting everywhere because the Kamish brought some kind of rancid, awful disease from Florida with him. Some kind of alligator related virus. But Jason, hit that fart soundboard one more time so I can hear what I've been doing all day.
Yeah.
Exactly. Tim, I don't know how many rollerblades are in your closet, but
Jesus Christ.
Tim, I don't know how many rollerblades are stacked up in your closet, but after tonight, you've got a few more pairs in there. We'll let you know. And that's going to do it for me. yeah, you guys have a good night.
You two make it better.
That's Justin Humphreys from Humphreys Homes at Red One Realty. Sponsor of, what was it, King of the Hill, I think?
Yeah.
King of the Hill.
King of the Hill. All right, Jay, you want to kick things off or you want me to go?
You know what? I'll start it off. Shane's feeling pretty under the weather. He had a long flight home. So this week I'm gonna take a week off from trashing the commish. You know, it's pretty hard on him. I don't want to pile on. But I will make fun of him for falling out of the playoffs. Shane, you like to talk so much shit. You like to point to that big trophy behind you there. Well, guess what?
What?
It's no longer going to call Florida home. You lost. You're out of here. You should have drafted Justin Tucker.
Oh, you piece of shit.
Pulled the old fast one on you there. Thought you were getting away scot-free.
You fucker.
All right. This one is from Chief Cucks from Kansas City. We'd rather get fucked by Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce than be in this fantasy football league being fucked by the commish. This one's from Liquid Strange from the bottom of the trash can. Mirrors can't talk. And lucky for you, they can't laugh either. Oily Stew from the field. If the commish were any more eliminated, then he would be dead. And this one is, this one's Sharon and Karen Dix from Glenn Deep's Nautical Adventures. They've actually sent us something before. Sharon and Karen Dix from Glenn Deep's Nautical Adventures asks or says, what do you call a man with a small penis? The commish and owner of the Sanford Waddle Rockets, Shane McClain.
It's time to trash the commish.
Damn. Had to throw the whole government name out there and shit on that one.
All right. Same score in the Rams-Saints game. It is 7-0. Looks like the Rams have the ball back. Yeah.
Still holding that 11 points.
Yep. All right, guys. Quick, good show today. We apologize, everyone, that we couldn't be more, have more shit for you to this week, but we just been, it's been a rough week for all of us, so.
And you know what? Coming up soon, we're getting towards the end of the season. These last few episodes are going to be quite epic. We got some things planned.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking forward to it.
We'll be back on our game and ready to rock and roll for these ones.
Rams Saints going on right now. Also, Saturday games coming up. We have two on slate here. Bengals at Steelers at 4:30. Bills at Chargers. That's at 8 o'clock. So make sure that you check your lineup throughout the weekend. Zach, good luck. Jeff and Mike, good luck. And we'll see what happens this week.
Yep, good luck, everyone.
King of the Hill. King of the Hill. King of the Hill. King of the Hill.
Paid for by the Shane McClain for Chairman of the UWWPF, the Underpaid Women in the Workplace Foundation.
King of the Hill.
Paid for by the Shane McClain for Chairman of the UWWPF, the Underpaid Women in the Workplace Foundation.